Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Go on, you scallywag.
Oh, hey. Oh, hello. Welcome to The Catch-Up. That was just Cliff in the background. Hey, Cliff.
How'd you go?
This is the intro I do for The Catch-Up.
Cool.
Yeah, you're part of The Catch-Up now.
That's great.
Part of history.
Oh!
It was a good show today. Had Craney on, chatting all things about the local footy. We also, what else? I had Muriel Webster call me up today.
Ugh.
Did she used to call you? Still call you?
Yeah.
Had her on this morning. She's, and I don't know if she likes me or not. I'm still trying to figure that out. There's a few other little bits in there as well that you enjoy. Sit back and enjoy The Catch-Up.
Aren't you clever? Goodness me.
Triple M's pop quiz for Bunbury Forum Shopping Centre, the home of convenience and free all-day parking.
Well, it's now time to play the pop quiz. A massive thank you to Bunbury Forum Shopping Centre for putting up five $100 Big W vouchers. This is perfect for Father's Day. Hayden, we've already spoke to your dad. Glenn has given us the answers already. I've got him his little buttons here. So we're going to ask you the questions, and then he's going to tell you the answer through the modern miracle of technology, okay? Are you feeling confident? Do you know your dad well?
Yes, I do.
How well?
Very.
Well, okay. Well, we sound too... I would argue too confident, but we'll see how you go with it. The first question for... Oh, yeah, I should acknowledge this, shouldn't I? I have a shredder next to me as well. So every one that you get wrong, I'm going to shred it. So, no pressure. Just a little bit of extra fun, you know? Yeah. All right, first question. For a $100 Big W voucher, what's your dad's favourite colour?
Blue.
Let's see.
Blue.
Correct. That one's going over here, away from the shredder. Question number two. You're so nervous.
Don't we know it's fine?
Question number two. What's your dad's favourite sports team?
West Coast Eagles.
West Coast Eagles. He looks like a Dockers guy to me. Let's hear what he'd have to say.
West Coast Eagles.
West Coast Eagles. I'm going to move this one away from the shredder. I was really wanting to shred something today. Might just have to be something of Cliff Reeves if I don't get to shred these. Okay, question number three. Get a bit tougher now. Do you travel much with your dad?
Yes, I do.
You guys go to the petrol station?
Yes.
Of course. Does he get food while he's in the petrol station every now and then?
Sometimes, yes.
Well, here we go. What's your dad's go-to servo snack?
Meat pie.
A meat pie?
Yes.
Meat pie. For another $100 voucher, massive thank you to Bunbury Forum.
A pie.
A pie. We'll take it. Here we go. That's three for three. And I haven't shredded anything today. I've got two more questions for you. So you've got $300 so far in Big W. Well, Dad, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, really good, yeah.
He's going well, isn't he?
He definitely is.
Yeah, I think he's. I don't think we should mess with him too much. We should get back into it. Or should we mess? No, we shouldn't. All right. Question number four, another $100 voucher. What's your dad's favourite condiment?
Tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce.
Yes.
For a $100 voucher.
Tomato sauce.
You bloody done it. That's four for four. You know your dad better than I know myself. I'm going to put that over there away from the shredder. Really wanted to shred something, but I may not get the opportunity to. Last question. Are you good at maths?
Sort of.
All right, well, we'll see how you go with this one.
Yep.
How old was your dad when you were born?
Yeah, that's too hard.
That's too hard?
Yeah.
You want to take a crack at it? $100 Big W gift voucher on the line.
I'll say 30.
30?
Yeah.
For a perfect 5 out of 5 round if you get this. I'm going to put it just near the shredder.
Okay.
I'm just going to... Oh, no, it just started by itself. Not okay, I just hold it.
Yep.
We'll see how you go. Ready?
Yep.
30.
Oh.
30. You've done it. 30. Congratulations, mate. That is outstanding. That I'm not going to shred it. I'll put it over here.
Yep.
You've just done it. 5 for 5. You've won yourself, well, you've won your dad $500 worth of Big W vouchers. You guys have a little deal going into this? You're going to split them or you're just giving them all to your dad for Father's Day?
No, we'll split.
You're going to split? The dad said the lot. He said the lot.
He can have them his Father's Day. So.
That's exactly it, mate. You did an amazing job. Congratulations to you both. And also a massive thank you to Bunbury Forum Shopping Centre. Oh, wow. The home of convenience and free all-day parking and last-minute Father's Day shopping. Pop in today. Well done, guys. And thanks for coming in, gentlemen. Enjoy your Father's Day.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Yeah, geez. Oh, I want to shred something. I'll do it after 8:30. I'll be patient. And we won't be airing any AFL this weekend. Obviously, no games on, but we will be airing the SWFL. And I have the man from Out of Bounds. Get my words out. Out of Bounds. And also, just happens to be here with me right now, Alan Crane. How are you, mate?
Morning, Al. I'm very good, mate. This time of the morning, everyone's got to be good.
Well, a bit much, but
sounded impressive. Though,
no, I liked it. I did like it. Your enthusiasm. You must be pumped for this weekend, mate.
Oh, I love finals footy, and it's right there for somebody to take, mate. It's an awesome time of year.
Who are we liking so far? You got a favourite out of this lot?
Oh, look, the games are going to be pretty even. You've got the South Bunbury Augusta Margaret River. They've won one apiece, so they both go in on pretty good form. And could go either way, but I like the South Bunbury boys on that.
And then the broadcast game?
The Bunbury-Eaton game. Once again, I went and watched Eaton last week. Both teams chock-a-block full of class and stars. Stoppage work will be crucial. Gribble up against Jeddah. It's going to be a magic game to watch. Maybe it'll turn to the Bunbury boys on that one.
Okay, where do you think this game's mostly going to be won?
Around the stoppages, without a doubt there. Though both of them have got packed forward lines, and you'd put a heap of pressure on the defence if you win those stoppages. So whoever gets on top of there, both have got good ruckmen in their side, will come out on top.
Absolutely. I know Leachy's calling the action. I know that my former producer, Aaron's going to be there as well. I'm sure you're hanging about as well. What are you up to?
Oh, I'll probably sit up there and just
have a
chat
yarn
to Leachy and annoy him all day. So someone's got to annoy him and keep him away, mate.
Just whisper some tips in his ear and stuff.
He's a handy caller, though, isn't he?
Oh, he's not bad. I would never say in front of him. But
no,
yeah,
nor
would
I, mate. It's just that's just between me and you and everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's a way we could make sure that he never gets any of this audio, that would be fantastic. but we are expecting a big weekend of action. Looking forward to it, mate. Thanks for stopping by.
No worries. I appreciate the chance to get on and have a chat.
Alan Crane there. He'll be joining Daniel Leach, broadcast of the footy this weekend when the Bunbury Bulldogs host the Eaton Boomers in the qualifying final. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be really, really good. Triple M rocks local footy for Bunbury Auto Group, where you matter most, Forest Avenue, Bunbury. There's a pair in there. Oh, look, another as well. There's Italians and French with stories to tell. Try and hide, perhaps career suicide. It's Darton. Just a clever little cheeky intro for you. Yeah, also, I wrote a haiku because it's like Father's Day tomorrow. I haven't done one of these in like since I was a kid. So here we go. Dad's Day tomorrow, but you totally forgot. Just get socks and jocks. Huh? That's a haiku. You can put that in a card or something. And also, there's a reminder, Father's Day on Sunday. So enjoy that one. Get around it. You hear that? What's that in the distance? Oh, good on you, Tom Mitchell. MVP. I know a lot of people give him criticism and say, yeah, he gets like 40 touches, but what does he actually do with them? It doesn't matter. 40 touches is 40 touches. The AFL's MVP. Go the Mighties! Phone is ringing. I feel like I should answer it. I think I know who this is. Hello?
Hello?
Muriel Webster, how are ya?
I'm very well, Andrew, and thank you very much for taking my call. I know that you're terribly busy with your wireless program, but I thought that I would ring you today and say hello.
Well, it's long time no chat, Muriel. How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been very well, thank you. Cold. Ah, Darden up has been so cold. I know Clifford doesn't like the cold. My goodness, I hear him complaining day after day. Shut up. It happens every year, but I don't like the cold either. And there's no football on, Andrew.
Yeah.
Oh, my, how am I going to get through the weekend without looking at strong, muscly men in tight shorts? Honestly, I don't know what the attraction is.
You must be very excited, Collingwood meeting West Coast in the first game.
Oh, Collingwood forever!
Shouldn't have said that. Whoops.
We know how to play the game, etc. Who do you barrack for, Andrew?
I'm a Hawthorn supporter.
Ah, well, we'll forgive you for that. Everybody has their faults, I suppose. Wednesday this weekend, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
I do have some gossip for you from Darden up. There was one of the fathers who was asked by his wife what he would like for Father's Day, and he said a divorce. And she said, well, I didn't want to spend that much, really, but... there, Andrew. Is this on?
I got it.
Maybe I can't work like this.
Well, Muriel. Oh, come on.
He's got the brains of a crayfish, really. Truly.
Welcome back.
I'm still here.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you.
Are you?
I'm here. Well, Muriel.
Oh, joy, how lucky are we?
Well, have yourself a great morning and enjoy the rest of your day, okay, Muriel?
Thank you very much, and goodbye to you.
Okay, I'll hang up there. That was Muriel Webster there. Yeah, I think we have a love-hate relationship. Oh, another call on the line. Let me see who this is. Hello?
Hello, I'm back again. It's Muriel Webster back again. I decided to ring back because I was so terribly rude to you before, Andrew. I apologise.
Oh, thank you very much, Muriel. That's very nice of you to say.
I do have another joke for you.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that sounds good. Let's hear it.
You won't get it, but the rest of the people probably will. God knows they're much smarter than you.
Great apology.
Surely you can get a greater conversation from the limpet at Rocky Point.
All right, anyway, tell your joke, Muriel.
There were two dads last Father's Day. They were sitting in their boat and they were fishing in Geograph Bay. And one of them said, I think I'm going to divorce my wife. She hasn't spoken to me for over 2 months. The other one looked and said, oh, you should think about that. A woman like that's very hard to find.
Muriel, thank you very much.
I'm so sorry that I was rude to you. I didn't do it properly, so I'm going to do this now. Goodbye.
She just hung up on me. Muriel just, she, I don't know what to do with it. I really don't. I don't know why she calls the show. It comes to all things Bridgetown, and we need an expert. I go to Anita from the Bridgetown Visitor Centre. Good morning.
Good morning. That's very flattering.
Oh, you know it's true. First thing we've got to talk about, a bit of sad news, that bonfire night has been cancelled.
Unfortunately, yes. It's been raining, and everywhere is a lake in Bridgetown at the moment. So, yes, it's been cancelled.
No, that's a shame. Hopefully it's bigger and better for next year. Or people got their fix maybe last week with the Bailing Up Medieval Carnival, watching the Burning of the Dragon there maybe.
Yeah, oh, that was a fantastic carnival. I think it was one of the best they've ever had.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was a king. I don't know if you saw anything, but I was a king there.
I did see you, actually, yes.
I'm still walking around like I pretend I am, but anyway. Also, big event coming up on Sunday. This is going to be a whole lot of fun. Our community de-pom-pomming.
Yes. So, you know, we've had the yarn bombing in Bridgetown. Well, the Winter Festival finishes tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So you bring your friends and your family some scissors, ladders, and we get Bridgetown naked. So we're taking down all the yarn bombing.
That's hilarious. And if people are wondering what to do for Father's Day, the Cidery's got something on?
Cidery's got table for two playing between 1 and 3. And you need to make a booking there, actually.
Oh.
But it's to celebrate Father's Day.
Absolutely. People can jump on that ASAP. And also, a new show coming as well to Bridgetown, the Repertory Theatre. Cinderella auditions are being held.
That's correct. The pantomime Cinderella. Christmas tradition. You always have a pantomime at Christmas.
Well, that is great. If people want to get involved, they can definitely do so by getting in touch with the Repertory Theatre. Anita, thanks for the chat today. I appreciate it.
No problems at all. See you next time.
See you later. Anita there from the Bridgetown Visitor Centre. Pop in there if you ever have any questions or queries. They know what's going on.
Fishing. A jerk on one end of the line. Waiting for a jerk on the other end. What's biting in the Southwest? On Triple M.
Let's figure that out. What is biting in the Southwest? Holly joins me now. Morning, mate.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. We didn't get to chat last week. You've been pretty busy.
Mate, we've been flat out, especially on the weekends. We've been crabbing. Crabs are the story of Busselton.
Oh.
We went out early, like 6-ish, got our crabs by 7-ish, and we put in at port, come down towards the jetty. When we were leaving with our crabs, we were heading back from the jetty to port, and there was literally every 10 metres, there was a crab net. So
yeah, wow.
Out there and, yeah,
everyone's got the same idea.
Yeah, exactly. I think they listened to that bloke on a Friday, mate. I better stop slapping. All right, firstly, though, too, I heard yesterday you were talking about the best fish and chips.
Yes.
Mate, it's here. 35 Lily Crescent, mate. Instead of the chips, though, we do the potato bake.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've got to have you over for some fish and chips. Actually, how'd you go with that bit of fish I gave you?
Oh, fantastically, mate. Really enjoyed it. Yeah, that was great. That, obviously, I'm doing the healthy thing at the moment, so I just, lightly fried it. And, really good, really good.
Beautiful. That was dewy, mate. Yeah, it's hard to beat dewy, but there is actually fish that you can beat it. The squid also, guys, me... Mate, Easy's going out. His sons are out there. They're getting their quota of squid every day, and all my other mates, just squid. So hopefully tonight, actually, Jake, Cameron, and myself are going out camping on Romax tonight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, should be good. We'll probably leave as soon as they get out of school. I was actually trying to pull them out early, but I better not.
No, don't.
Father of the year.
Well, it is Father's Day, is it?
No, I know, not till Sunday. But we're going to camp out. We'll go for a fish first, get a few fish, because we actually can bring in two quotas of fish. But because of their laws, if we go for 2 days, we can still only bring in one quota of dewies, which I don't know why that is, but because all we catch out there mostly is dewies. But, me mate Max, though, still been catching King George, guys. See if you remember through this summer, ping your holes. And when you go through Benza, you'll slay them again. And the whales, I've still heard there's a few sightings of whales. They haven't actually hit the bay yet, but they can't be too far away. So, yeah, save up some koalas for those guys. And, yeah, Father's Day Sunday. So the old man coming around, he loves the prawn cocktails. The only thing we can't catch here is prawns, so I've got to buy them for him, but that's all good.
Doesn't that break your heart?
I know, right? But the weekend weather looks really good, guys. So, yeah, get out there and tight lines.
Love it. Thank you very much, Ollie. I appreciate it, mate.
Local News Wrap with Marion Print.
Yes, Marion Print joins me now in the studio. Hello, Marion. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Busy week in the news.
It has been a busy week. All this week, the state government has been giving out millions of dollars to the southwest. So
it feels that way, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So roads have gotten a big boost, over $3 million. The Cape to Cape MTB has been funded until 2020. So that's a big deal. The Premier obviously was down.
Yep. Had a bit of a cheeky chat with him, yes.
And he's given $1 million through Lottery West to the Stirling Street Arts Centre. So they're going to do a bit of a revamp there.
Yeah.
And Yar Loop has been, the Community Resource Centre has been given quite a bit of money.
That's great.
And the station down there as well has been made accessible.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Which is great, because they did those massive upgrades that were needed. Yep. And it's good to see when he comes down and spends a bit of cash. We like him. Good on you, Mark McGowan.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
More of that, please. What else is going on?
Okay, well, this is a kind of an interesting one. Two men this week were found with 500 rock lobster and 1,000 abalone, and they were recreationally fishing them and then selling them off. And what I didn't know is that was super illegal.
Super illegal.
Super
it's
illegal.
It's like massive, like $400,000 in fines or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So tried to not do that. And that goes for all...
Please try.
Please try. And that goes for all species as well. Yeah. So you can't just go fish snapper and then go sell it. Yeah.
No, so, you absolutely cannot. Holly and I were talking about this morning, actually. Yeah, you can't. There's strict laws in place, and there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
It's for populations. Yeah, don't do that. But they could even get time in prison as well, actually.
Yeah, these guys are facing up to 4 years. I'm not saying that they're going to get four years, but yeah.
Far out. That's crazy. What else is going on?
Events-wise.
Yeah, a lot going on.
The Collie Shire is doing a tree planting day on Saturday. Which is part of the arts exhibition, Gifts from the Bush and Beach.
Sweet.
So that's kind of nice. Bridgetown on Sunday, they're calling for residents to bring scissors down because they want to get the city naked after.
Well, that's exactly what it is. They've got the world record for the yarn bombing, and now they need to take them all down. They're starting to look a bit terrible with all the weather that's hit them. So, yeah, it's good. Get there, bring your ladder, scissors, and get Bridgetown naked.
Get Bridgetown naked. What a slogan.
I like it. It's good. And also in Busselton at the moment as well.
Yep. The Moscow.
This is funny because, like, off air, Mary and myself, everyone around the office, is it Moscow or Moscow? And so I chatted from Mark from the Moscow Circus, and he said Moscow. I'm like, boom. If he says it like that,
exactly.
I'm saying it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to be on this weekend, all the way to the 9th.
to the ninth. Stole my line.
Sorry. My apologies. Nah,
yep. So head down if you love circuses.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want free tickets as well, tune in to me next week and you could have the chance to win a family pass. Marion, thanks for the chat.
You're so welcome.